This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right. So check this out. A tear in space, a glitch in the Matrix. This did happen, and it's not made up. I still find myself reluctant to tell what I saw. It's something that I've never, ever told a stranger before, and I've never heard anyone else who's experienced anything close, and it's nonsensical. The incident happened on a clear summer day in Northern California in the late 90s, not too far from Travis Air Force Base. A friend of mine wanted to see some car rims that another friend was selling. He lived one street away, so I went with my friend. There were a group of guys talking about the rims. Since I wasn't interested in the haggling, I walked to the edge of the driveway to wait. Another guy who I was acquainted with from the group walked over to me, and we were looking at a small prop plane that was flying several miles away. There wasn't a cloud in the sky when a part of the sky started to glitch and warp like it was shorting out or something. It was massive in size. From the center of the glitch, a cloud-like structure started to form from nothing. It began to swirl horizontally with the bottom facing us, and it started to grow in size, kind of like a sideways tornado. It grew larger and larger. We both looked at each other and he said, "What the Cinnamon Toast Kicks is happening?" It started to feel like it was out of body. Nothing was registering that this could happen. My known reality was being shattered, and we were transfixed by it. As we kept watching, another part of the sky began to glitch in the upper right, a lot further away. It looked like a huge piece of fabric of space was trying to rip open right in front of us, and then this long, vertical line materialized. In an instant, it was open. It was massive in size. It looked like a parallel universe had been opened. You could see the edge of this world and the difference past the opening, but it was hard to describe. There was a huge void on the other side. We were peering past the curtain. It was as if looking into another dimension. But this is where it doesn't make sense, as if any of this has made sense so far. A huge battleship slowly appeared in the void on the other side of the tear, as if uncloaking. It was floating in the middle of nothing. It was larger than any ship on Earth, but it still looked man-made. The ship had more masts and levels than any ship I've ever seen. There weren't any, like, turrets or weapons or anything. It was gray with no markings whatsoever. It looked like a ghost ship, something the Navy might have built but couldn't. I was able to look at the different areas of the ship, and I didn't see any signs of life. It hovered there for what seemed like 10 minutes, and I got the feeling as if we weren't supposed to be seeing this. Then, the opening slammed shut in an instant. Everything was back to normal. The sky returned as if it was before and nothing ever happened. I looked at my friend and said, Did that just happen?" He nodded his head yes, and he was so freaked out, as was I. He then had to leave with his friends. I kept wondering what to do now. I mean, how do I process this? Who can I tell? And even if I found out somebody who would trust me to tell them, what difference would it make? Would anyone believe me? Several days later, I wanted to talk to him about it, and he said, "Nope, I don't want to talk about that." And we've never discussed it, even to this day. It left me questioning my own reality. It happened, and I don't know what happened. Many people have seen flying objects, but not like this. It's left me perplexed and alone, honestly. I've always wondered if that prop plane saw it too. Nothing was ever reported, and more people should have seen it. Was it some type of Philadelphia experiment? The ship USS Eldridge looks nothing like what I saw, but that's the closest explanation that I can come up with. Was it some type of teleportation experiment that just went wrong? It didn't look like any type of alien ship, and it also didn't look like anything humans could build. I don't think I'll ever really know what it was. I'm no expert on these types of experiences, but does anyone have any idea what it might have been? Has anyone else heard or seen anything similar? I want to thank you for reading my encounter.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
My boyfriend's watch strap changed. When my boyfriend and I first started dating, something bizarre occurred that still baffles us to this day. He came to visit me one day wearing his watch, which had a thick fabric strap colored in this peculiar greenish-brown hue. I casually remarked that a thinner band might complement his wrist better. His response was a nonchalant, "I don't know, I just like this one," and we moved on from the topic. Fast forward a few weeks, and he's wearing the same watch again. But this time, the strap? It's totally different. It's this sleek, dark brown leather. And I'm like, "Hey, nice strap. This leather looks better than that thick one," thinking that he took my advice. But no, he insists that it's always been that way. I swear up and down about our conversation on the thick fabric strap. He had no recollection of our discussion regarding the watch strap. To prove his point, he digs up old pics of himself sporting the same leather strap. It's like my memory's playing tricks on me. It's been months now, and we're still scratching our heads over what happened. Did I accidentally hop into a different dimension? I mean, seriously, if anybody's got a clue or even a wild theory, I'm all ears. We're open to any insights or theories that might shed light on this glitch. I experienced this glitch a day after Eid, and I'm still confused by it. So, for the past few days leading up to Eid, my siblings and I do this thing every year where we would strategically plan when to wash the dishes so that we wouldn't be the one to wash them on Eid. Because, I kid you not, every single dish inside our household would have been used on Eid, so plenty of dishes would have to have been cleaned up, and we don't have a dishwasher. So, for example, our clean the dishes timetable in our house would go according to our ages. We would wash the dishes from oldest to youngest in turns. We're three siblings, and that's our only duty in the house. So, the day before Eid rolls around, and I'm happy because I did the dishes that afternoon, and I'm pretty sure I won't be the one to wash the dishes on Eid. Since I'm the middle child, it's now my younger brother's turn. He washes the dishes after dinner the night before Eid. Usually he leaves it until the morning because he couldn't be bothered. But now, my sister will have to clean the dishes on Eid. And for those of you that don't know, Eid is a celebration of breaking the fast in Muslim culture. Okay, so now that that's sorted, I'm happy. Only, my parents stayed up the whole night making a variety of desserts for when family visits on Eid, so there are a few dirty dishes. Well, the morning of Eid rolls around, and my older sister takes this as an opportunity to clean up those little bit of dishes, and then it would make her turn full away. So, guess he's going to wash the dishes once the day of Eid ends, and all the family has finally left, leaving three tables full of dirty dishes. Me. This is where the glitch comes in. The day has ended, and it's quietened down. I'm left standing alone in the kitchen in front of hundreds of dirty dishes. I start cleaning, swearing under my breath murmurs of child labor. It's a joke, by the way. I mean, washing the dishes is a basic thing to do. So I'm scrubbing each and every dish, and then I finally finish. I celebrate. I go to sleep, as did everyone else. The next morning comes around, and I'm woken by my annoying-ass older sister screaming at me. "Hey, why didn't you do the dishes last night? It was your turn." She laughed, basically mocking me because she knows that she did me dirty. I literally groaned and told her to shut it when it finally dawned on me what she said. I got up and walked towards the kitchen only to find every single dirty dish was still there on the counters, waiting to be cleaned up. Now, I don't know if I'm going crazy, but I literally washed the dishes the night before. I mean, I guess one explanation could be that I genuinely did not want to wash all those dishes, so my brain must have convinced me that I did, so that I could go to sleep peacefully. But how would I explain vividly remembering scrubbing each and every dish? I mean, I literally remember it taking me 2 hours, and I finally went to bed at 1:16 a.m. Maybe the same thing happened in a parallel version of me, and I was just the unlucky one and got the broken end of the stick. I cleaned mine, and she must have gone to sleep with the dishes still dirty, and we switched universes? I don't know. There's a comment on this story that says, maybe next year, when it's your turn again, just leave the dishes overnight. Maybe the multiverse will make it equal again, and they'll be cleaned by the time you wake up in the morning. Found missing necklace. Once, I had taken off my jewelry and placed it on my jewelry dish right in front of me to do my hair. When I was done, I put everything on except my necklace was missing. I took it off and then put it in the dish with everything else in succession, and now it was just gone. I told my boyfriend about it, and he said not to worry and just to look for it tomorrow. Over the next few days, I looked for it everywhere, and then finally, I decided to do a deep clean of my room. And long story short, the necklace was under my bed, directly in the center. And I know the center of my bed because I have a king bed. It's hard to reach, and I have a support beam there, dead smack in the middle. And the necklace was wrapped around it in a circle. I don't know what happened or how it even got there. Even if I had just dropped it, it wouldn't have fallen down and then straight back 40 inches to the middle of under my bed, wrapped around the support beam. It doesn't make any sense, and I don't understand. Just moments ago, I had a weird glitch moment when making my tea. As the title says, I just had the weirdest moment when making my tea. I wanted to specify this was such a minor event to preface that this is not the same weird, large-scale thing like some of the most popular moments. Unfortunately, and I was the only one to see slash have it happen to, but my first thought was, hey, that's a glitch. I was making my breakfast, which I always have a tea with. Tea was mostly ready to go, and I just had to add milk. It started pouring like normal, but then it started shooting out of the mug like a stream. This wasn't just me spilling it down the side of the mug or missing the mug or anything. It was pouring into the mug normally for a moment, but then a second actual stream skipped out over the ledge of the mug. I stopped pouring immediately, and a small little puddle of milk, about 4 or 5 inches from the mug, formed. It was just weird. And when I say it was flowing like normal, I mean it. If you imagine a laminar flow of milk out of the bag, then a separate laminar flow from the surface of the mug and onto the counter, it was like that. Here's an additional note. I'm in Canada, so the milk was pouring out of a bag, and I want to specify that it's just milk coming out of a small hole, not the jug or carton where a lot can pour out all at once. Anyway, just wanted to share. That story freaked me out, man. The word laminar, milk in a bag, and milk in your tea? Yeah, I don't know. Let's do some more. My phone just teleported to the other side of the room. This literally just happened, and I'm so confused. I was just texting on my phone whilst in my bed. I put my phone next to me on my bed as I went to drink some water from my bedside table. When I reached back for my phone, it wasn't there. I was so confused, and I started searching around my entire bed and beside the table and on the floor for my phone, but I couldn't find it. After about a minute, I saw it on the floor on the other side of the room by my desk. What the frosted flakes? There's no way it could have gotten there, and I would have had to have thrown it for my phone to reach that side of my room, which I definitely didn't do. Man disappears with my coin. My dad used to work in a car lot. He still does today, but he had a friend there who worked on the opposite side that my dad did. The lot that my dad works in is really old and has a lot of old folks in there. And one of them was this guy who, I forgot his name, but I'll just call him Tony because I remember his name ending with an NY. Tony was a pretty old guy who had a lot of cool collections inside his carrier. The car lot uses shipment carriers that you can buy or rent out for work, and one of them was this old 1922 Silver Liberty coin, which he gave me as a birthday present when I was 7. Fast forward a few years, and I start carrying the coin around with me as some sort of lucky charm. But then, one day, as I'm cleaning my room, I pick up the jacket that the coin was inside of, and the coin falls out of the jacket and then onto the floor. Since the coin is silver, it made a pretty loud sound when it hit the floor, and my tenants and parents could both hear it. However, it was doing the thing that coins do on the ground when it's just kind of swirling. I try to pick it up, but it just vanishes. I look around my entire room and it's gone. After that day, I never saw the coin again, and my dad also never saw Tony show up at the car lot again. Keep in mind, this was in later 2021. I'm talking like November late, so right before the coin would have turned 100. I don't know if the age has anything to do with it, but there's no way that something that everyone heard drop, that I saw drop, just vanish along with the guy who took it. Right? gummy vitamins switched places. This happened a few years ago, and I posted it on my Facebook at the time. My 14-year-old daughter was in the kitchen doling out some of our daily gummy vitamins, and I went in the kitchen just as she was starting to pry open a brand new foil-sealed bottle. I said, "Hey, wait, no, we already have one that's open in the basket of other vitamins. Let's finish those first." So she put the cap back on the still-sealed bottle and set it down and pawed through all the bottles in our vitamin basket until she found the other bottle of multivitamins, the one that had been previously opened. She pulled it out and took off the cap, and it was foil-sealed. She goes, "Huh?" And then she looked next to her at the other still-sealed bottle that she had previously been going to peel open before I stopped her. She took the lid off, and it was open. No foil seal remaining at all. She and I both saw what happened, and we looked at each other and froze, and then both at the same time we said, "What?" She asked, "You saw that happen, right?" Unexplainable door rattling. I, a 16-year-old female, and my brother, 19, were home alone one night, messing around and playing video games until about 4 a.m. After calling it a night, I went into my room, which is connected to his room by a shared bathroom, and I suddenly got an intense feeling that I should lock my door. I never lock my door, like ever. But for some reason, something inside me was just screaming to. I faintly heard a man making a shh noise and my dog growling slightly, but he didn't bark, which is weird because he always freaks out whenever anyone comes into the living room, even my brother. Then my doorknob starts rattling violently. It's not your typical trying to open a door rattle. It was crazy. Like the door handle was tweaking on meth or something. I thought it was my brother playing some stupid trick, but I ran straight to his room through the bathroom in a matter of 2 seconds, and he was still sitting there, headphones on, playing video games. He couldn't possibly have made it back in time. I started shouting hysterically about how that wasn't funny, and he was dead confused. Armed with a flashlight and a Batman action figure, we went back to my room. The doorknob was still high and tweaking on crystal meth. My brother reached out and touched the door, and he felt a shock. And just like that, the rattling stopped. I slept with my door locked for the next couple of nights, and it happened another 2 or 3 times, and then it just stopped. My brother, on the other hand, thought he became a Ghostbuster. Any explanations or debunks that you can offer would be appreciated. This person includes an edit that says, "It couldn't have been the dog. He's too sausage-like and daft to even reach the door handle. And I know this because I've witnessed him trying to open doors before." I think this person intended to stab somebody in the eyes with Batman's ears. I might have seen an NPC today. The story is super simple, but I'm at a loss for words. A couple of hours ago, I went to have a walk along the seaside. I live very close by. Today is super stormy and rainy, so there's hardly any people around. I'm walking on a long pier that has only one point of entry from the beach, and then it stretches into the sea. I'm going back just by myself, and then I see a guy wearing a black sports jacket running. I notice him distinctly because I thought to myself how crazy it was to run in such crazy weather. So he's passing me by while I'm walking close to the end of the pier. And suddenly, I see a guy passing by and running back to the beach with a bright green jacket on. I immediately feel super startled. I clearly remember that the only guy I saw at the pier was the one in the black jacket, and there was nobody else there. I thought I might have just gotten things mixed up, and that maybe, just maybe, that first guy really was wearing a green jacket. So, as he runs away from the pier, I turn my head back, expecting not to see anyone at the far end of the pier, but there he was, the guy in the black jacket. The moment I saw him, my mouth just dropped and I got shivers. What the heck? I'm absolutely 100% sure there was no one else at the pier except for me and the guy in the black jacket. How did this guy in the green jacket just pop up out of nowhere? I even went along the pier to see whether it was some just extra exits that I didn't know exist, which was stupid because it stretches into the open sea, but still. So, I guess I could have seen an NPC, or at least there was some kind of weird and albeit trivial glitch in the Matrix. No crazy stuff, just a guy that appeared out of nowhere. Frustrating glitch. Yesterday, one of the most frustrating glitches that ever happened to me. My boyfriend had to work at home, so I went alone to do the shopping and run some errands. When I returned, so as not to arrive too early and bother him, I stopped at a cafe to get a drink. I ordered a vermouth, which they serve with a tapa of something. It's quite common here in Spain to drink it before eating. So they served it to me in a nice glass, similar to the ones used for wine tastings, that is, with a narrow mouth and the glass widens downwards. I like to say that it's a glass with a belly. I see the set with the tapa, the ice, the orange slice, and I decide to send a photo to my boyfriend to make him envious. I send it, and he answers me, but I can't take my eyes off the photo anymore. That's not my glass. The glass that appears in the photo is a normal glass, almost as wide at the top as it is at the bottom. There's no curves, or belly, as I say. I try to take another photo, thinking that it would be the effect of some reflection or something, but no. Every time I looked at the glass with the camera, I saw a different glass. I even made a very short video where it seemed to me that there were no reflections, and yet the glass is still different. I told my boyfriend what was happening, and my frustration at not being able to show him that that was not my glass, and he laughed, saying that surely there would be an explanation, and at this point I even considered stealing the glass so that he could see it for himself. So, this is my glitch. I couldn't get that glass to show up on my camera, and I went home wondering why I just hadn't ordered a beer instead. Tool transforming glitch. I bought a set of 5 metal files, the sanding tools, in a little sleeve with 5 slots, one for each of the files. There's a square prism, a triangular prism, a flat style, a round, and a half round with a flat on the other side. They're distinctly a set with the same purple handles, and they're all the same length. This is the only set of files that I have ever bought, and I bought them in 2019 when I bought a 3D printer for cleaning up prints. They've been in the same box with all of my printing stuff, and I use them maybe once a week. I've used them hundreds of times since 2019, so I know them very well. Here's the part where it gets weird. Today, I opened up the case and went to pull out the half round to work on my cyber deck, and pulled each one out, realizing that it was the wrong one. I thought, that's weird. I definitely just checked each of them, so I pull them all out, and lo and behold, there's no half round, but there are now 2 triangular prism types, the usual square, the flat, and the round rod type. I've never bought another file, and these came from a dollar store, so the chance of me even being able to find this exact set almost 5 years after buying them, and then simply poking one unneeded new one in the case, then losing the rest of the extras as well, as the only half round is such a ludicrous concept that there's just no way that happened. Like I said, I use these weekly, and they've never left my room. I've never bought another set of files, and they are absolutely a distinct set. I've used the half-round one many times because the flat one, the half-round, and the round are the three most useful ones. I'm single, I've got no family, or kids, or pets. I do have roommates, but we all lock our doors. It would be difficult for them to find my tools at all since I work from home. How in the kicks is this possible? Anyway, that's my rant. Thanks. So this took place probably closer to 15 years ago. I'm somebody who struggles with depression, anxiety, as well as insomnia, so that could very well be the reason that any of this took place. I was in desperate need of sleep. I'd been up for about 4 days, maybe a little more. The only reason I know the story is because my mom asked me what I remembered the following day. When I said that I wasn't sure, she said that I had walked outside the front door of my house and stood on our stoop. Apparently, I had fallen asleep. What I remember was having a very deep but also casual conversation with myself, wearing exactly what I was wearing. But the other version of me was in black and white, kind of like an old TV show. In the moment, I was convinced that I was wide awake. I remember it as if it had just happened. We talked about the things that I was struggling with, things like self-image, acceptance, advice, and friendships, like just two buddies talking. But the weirdest part was I was almost watching it as if somebody else was watching the two of us talk, kind of out of body. There was the colored version of me, as well as the black and white version. The colored one, looking like everyday real life, and then the black and white one, looking like something out of an old TV show. What do you think this was? I'd be curious to hear what anybody has to say.